If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Tell you what, Carson has to be very excited about what took place on Saturday. He's got to be pumped about that. And he's pumped about it because he knows
what happened.
That big win for that. Imagine being in charge of 1890 and also Currency.
Jeez.
Imagine doing those two jobs. And also stopping by here by the radio station and bringing us some quarter zips.
God, you guys like those quarter zips.
Oh, I do. I got one on right now. So is Jake.
I've never seen you guys want a quarter zip so bad as that 1890.
I wanted one bad. And Carson brought it
we
in.
We like black quarter zips and they look good.
He took it out of the vault. He took it out of the vault.
Peter Millar.
Yeah.
Yes. Peter Millar. Yeah,
super nice. Well, I'm not going to say the number, but Jake came in and goes, look at the price tag on this thing.
It was insane. I could not believe my eyes.
It was like...
It was that awkward?
It was three figures for sure.
And not just by a little.
No.
It wasn't like it just made the cut. It wasn't
okay, it's not,
wasn't 101, Steve.
No.
I'll tell you that.
I don't think that's an awkward conversation.
With tax, we were over the 150 mark.
That's, okay. That's,
that.
That's
with
true.
With tax.
That's yeah. crazy.
Dang. So Carson did
for
that.
A
you know
quarter
why?
Zip.
Because of Currency.
That's
and he
Peter
runs
Millar.
It. He gets the proper people coming in that are changing people's lives. Thank you, Carson.
You can do that.
Yes.
Carson.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It's time for another edition of Head Scratchers, sponsored by Computer Harbor. Go see Trip with the team just south of O Street at 70th. They handle all things Apple products, watches, phones, computers, and more. Also in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island, 45 years in operation. Bill, Head Scratchers
starts us off on, I believe it was Friday night, like that. San Jose State beats New Mexico. They were 1-3. San Jose State beats New Mexico. And also, I watched the game.
Yes.
Pretty handily.
I watched it too. I couldn't believe my eyes.
It was very handy. It was kind of an ass kicking, is what it was. Yeah. It really was. Can I say
so
that?
So to speak.
New Mexico's looked great this year. They just didn't show up.
They didn't.
Their defense got pummeled.
Just
game.
Got pummeled. It was unbelievable. They already had the UCLA Penn State month and then Florida, gotcha. Texas. The Cincy Iowa State game, which we hit on, that is like about the ultimate head scratcher. Probably not. But that's a big loss. To Cincinnati for Iowa State, which is going to be
tough one.
Going to be tough at Casey's. I know that, Steve. I know you hit on a lot of Iowa State stuff. The funny thing is you talk about all the chatter you can't get away from. I've never even heard Iowa State mentioned ever by anybody. They could be like
nor have I. That's my point.
They could be third in the country, and you wouldn't hear a word about them.
That's my point.
You were giving me sarcasm.
Unbelievable.
Steve is right, though. Steve, when Steve yelled at me earlier about you didn't see the game, he is right. When you don't see stuff, I'm out of whack today.
You didn't like my analogy.
Sean's
going to explain it to you.
No, I get that, but all I was trying to get to was it's still 30 minutes both directions. So just so you know, there wasn't
moving on.
It wasn't like the game was different. Letting you go back to that one. Pitt 48, BC 7.
Oh.
For a long time, it was 48 Nathan, and Pitt is playing a true freshman quarterback. They benched their quarterback who transferred in from Alabama, and they went with the true freshman quarterback. I mean, Pitt is not like they got beat by West Virginia, and BC like I said, BC put 40 points on Michigan State and should have won the game. It's an overtime game, should have won it. Baylor 35, K-State 34.
Ooh.
K-State's up two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
31-17,
and they lose.
In regulation.
They're 1-4, I believe. Is that right?
2-4.
2-4.
They beat UCF.
Beat UCF. That's right. They're in a bad, bad, bad way. Really bad like that. It's interesting.
Hang on that one. It was 31-17, and Baylor was going for it on fourth down, early fourth, and didn't get it. So it goes back to K-State, up 14, and they still were tied at one point. And then when 35-34. It was weird. Very strange.
That loss, again, the loss for Baylor would have been way more interesting because Iran is still on the cusp of that. And that would put them at about 3-3, I think. Now, K-State, like that, they're sitting there, I say, at 2-4 and some other things. They do not look the part, but that's a weird one. The Washington, Maryland, we talked about the craziest one. But here's the number one head-scratcher. The Akron Zips, 28, Central Michigan, 22.
Okay.
The win for the Zips.
Zips!
Okay. They got a chance. If they can, they're going to petition if they get to 6 wins. Mm. They're back alive.
How many do they
have? They're back in line. They got 2.
2 wins.
They got 2. They need 4. They're going to petition it. But that's a big win. That's a big win. They scored 3 last week. They scored none.
I'm trying to find if they were favorites in that game.
They scored none. Again, they couldn't have been favorites. There's no way.
They were 7.5-point dogs at home to Central Michigan. Michigan.
And they got it done. They got it done. That was the biggest one.
I'm happy for Akron.
Yeah, but Joe Moorhead, hope he wasn't fighting a cold this time.
Joe, I'll text him right when we get off this break.
I like teams that keep coming.
Yeah, keep working. How about that?
Hey, the Zips are 2-4. This week, who they have upcoming? Akron will host Miami. They're 9.5-point dogs at home to Miami of Ohio.
I wouldn't rule them out. When Moorhead gets things rolling, he gets things rolling. God love him. That's a big game right there. So it wasn't a ton of – it also must have been bye week Central because there was a lot – there was not many games. There was a lot of teams on bye weeks. There wasn't the usual number. Just going through like the scrolling through. Late games won. There was nothing super late. There just wasn't many games in the options. But, boy, this next week they're back to it again. So
that is another edition of – Head Scratchers, sponsored by Computer Hardware. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is all-time rushing leaders by NFL franchise.
Okay, we should be good on this.
Oh, should be. Yeah, we should have some
you
idea.
You think you know, there's a lot of older names in here.
There's going to be some names in there that's going to throw us, though.
If you think you know your all-time rushing leaders per NFL franchise, call us right now at 464-5685. Shut up, Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the account Sip and Bill in trivia. The record on the season is 17-10-1. You guys went 2-3 last week.
Yeah.
Lost on Friday after an 0-2 start.
Okay.
How do you feel about all time?
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good. Rushing leaders for NFL franchise.
Good.
Feel good today?
Good.
Okay. All right, we got Mark. Mark, how do you feel about NFL leaders in rushing per franchise?
I guess maybe not too bad.
Okay.
All right. Bill, lifeline for one question. Mark, first question to you. Who leads the Bengals in career rushing yards with 8,061 yards with the franchise?
Oh, I got it.
I think I got it.
I think I got it.
This is for you, Mark.
Man, let's go. Man, all I can think of is Icky Woods.
Icky Woods. No.
Bill, I think I got it.
Go ahead, fire. We're gonna
Corey Dillon.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Out of Washington. I saw Dillis the other day. There was one quarter he had 200 plus yards rushing in one quarter.
Wait, in NFL or college?
What's that? College. I think it was against San Jose State. But anyway, it's still hard to rush for over 200 in a quarter, just so you know.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, yeah. Lock in.
1-0 lead. First question. Who leads the Colts in rushing yards with 9,226 yards at the franchise?
I got it. Don't worry. I'm going to keep you in my hip pockets. Edgerrin James.
Brilliant.
From?
Miami.
Miami's correct.
Good job.
I thought maybe Lydell Mitchell.
Edgerrin Chase.
God, Lydell Mitchell was a tough runner.
Was
maybe.
A dude.
Mark, you're down 2-0 to stay alive. Last question.
You're done.
Who leads the Jags in career rushing yards with 11,271 yards with the franchise? Jacksonville.
Oh, boy.
How many yards?
11,271.
I can see him.
I have an idea, yeah.
Man, clueless.
5 seconds, Mark, to stay alive. Five.
That's
four.
A lot of yards.
Three.
Let's go Amon Green.
Amon Green. Okay. Never a Jag. Okay. Let's see if he's right. No.
I can see the guy. I can see him.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. He played college ball at Florida.
Yeah. Okay, you should know this.
No, I know. I see him.
I know you. I know.
And
Jake.
He was a magnificent runner.
I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be livid.
Fred Taylor.
Yeah. I can see him.
I got to remember that. Commit that to memory because it'll come back. Fred Taylor.
Some point. Mark.
Fred Taylor.
Get you back to Mark. But calling on the road. Nice try today.
Mark that up, Rudy.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mark.
What was Fred Taylor like?
Oh, he was.
Big runner?
About a 215.
Yeah, he was pretty fast.
Yeah.
He was.
That's
the
a lot of yards.
Combo.
In the NFL, 11,000 yards. That's a lot of yards.
It's funny how those guys come and go, too.
Yeah.
You know, you always say speed to power. He was speed and power. Fred Taylor, running back.
Okay, what's your last one?
Yeah, this is your team. Who leads the Raiders in rushing yards all time with 8,545 yards?
It's got to be USC, right?
Is it Marcus Allen?
Is it Marcus Allen?
Brilliant! Not Mark Van Egan.
Number 40, we're a neck roll. Fullbacks.
And this is for Bill.
He's a running back.
Bill, how many NFL players have rushed for 10,000-plus yards in their careers?
37.
10,000.
It's a lot of yards.
Yeah. He gave us a clue. It's lower now.
25.
32. Oh. Bill was close. 32 yards.
32
players. But hey,
32.
That's 1-0 on the week.
Good. Good job.
We needed that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, good.
That's good. I swear I would have.
We got him. We got the old guy.
I'm not sure I wouldn't have went Lydell Mitchell.
Where do you go to school? I should know that.
Lydell
Penn State.
Mitchell?
Penn State. Yep. What, in the 80s, 70s, or what?
70s.
70s.
Had to be 70s.
Who does Penn State play this week?
They play.
Hang on.
It's a very easy. It's not a difficult game.
Big
I know
10.
That.
Penn State plays Northwestern at home. Okay. You want to guess the spread in that game?
19.5.
High.
21.5.
Okay, now that stadium's going to be interesting.
That will be. What if the game, and there's a chance of this, that there is Fire Franklin chance prior to kickoff.
Yeah, that. And you know, there'll be the plane, right? There'll be
the plane
with the banner, Fire Franklin. It's like a cliche. I feel for those people. We've experienced all that stuff here. It's ugly.
I'm going to be, this is a random one in the Big Ten. I'm going to be very curious to see if UCLA follows up this win going to Michigan State this week.
That's a really interesting game.
It's an interesting game.
Sparty's down after the loss to Nebraska. UCLA is up, but it's a road trip going east.
No, that's a really
interesting
game.
If they win at Michigan State, oh my God.
God, that's
right now, wouldn't you think they would?
They're only seven.
They just beat Penn State.
They're only 7.5-point dogs to Michigan State.
The biggest thing that jumps out is the legs of the quarterback.
That's true.
The legs of the quarterback will give up because Michigan State's not a good defense.
But Childs will
be much better.
Childs will run it too. Yes. That's the thing.
I said earlier that Nebraska was 4.5 up to 5.5-point favorite against Maryland. Saturday.
Money's coming in on Nebraska.
It's again 2:30 kick on BTN, Nebraska Maryland.
It's
Saturday.
Been kind of topsy turvy. I think it started at 6.5, it went to 4.5, now it's up to 5.5. So it's kind of moving.
That is, yeah, I agree with you. I think UCLA Michigan State is beyond intriguing.
Yeah, me too.
It really, really is beyond intriguing. And also after the game, I'm sure they did like that. But all the audio that you hear. They didn't even talk to the head coach. They just talked to Jerry.
God.
They carried him off the field.
Okay, so who was the interim?
Is it Skipper? Is that his name?
Tim Skipper?
Tim Skipper.
Yeah, it came from
Tim Skipper.
Got let go at Fresno, right? Yep. And then came there. Fresno also 5-1.
Well, really?
Playing really
You're
well.
You've got to be kidding me.
Fresno's 5-1.
You've got to be kidding me.
Fresno's 5-1.
You are kidding me.
Yeah, they are
5-1. That's another bad read by me. I thought they looked terrible.
They're 5-1. Yep, they lost
to Kansas. Who'd they beat?
Okay, here's Fresno. Yeah. Okay, lost to KU bad, 31-7.
And I thought they looked horrifyingly bad.
That's when you declared SEC defense out of
And
Kansas.
I declared Fresno State was terrible.
I'm going to say this. I don't think this schedule says anything about how good they are. It's not good.
Yeah.
Okay, they beat Georgia Southern the next game, 42-14.
Okay.
Then they won it, now currently 0-6 Oregon State, 36-27.
Okay.
Then they beat Southern.
Okay.
56-7. Then they won at Hawaii. It's not a bad win, 23-21.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good win there.
And then they barely beat a struggling Nevada team 20-17 this past week.
God, I've made some bad reads.
It's an odd five. It's an odd 5-1.
I don't think you're that far off, Steve. I'm going to stick with you. Those wins, Nevada is horrific. And they beat them 20-17.
I would say this. Fresno's small. They're just small. God dang. Kansas looked like a...
We haven't even talked about that big win. Lance's big win over
was it a big win?
Over UCF. Yeah, that's a big win for him. Then Kansas, I think, goes to Texas Tech this week.
That's correct.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Texas Tech.
I don't think that'll be good.
I
love Lance. Tech, you know that. But God dang it. You see what...
Yeah, they are.
Two teams have put 600 on him.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard.
Two teams have put 600 on him.
We'll discuss more of that next. Also, the fact that number 1 and 2 preseason are out of the poll. We've got to go deeper on that. That's hour 3 next, an early break in the ticket.